This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The first day of public testimony before the House Intelligence Committee in the impeachment inquiry is now in the books. The former top diplomat to Ukraine testified the White House set up two channels of diplomacy, a regular one through the State Department and an irregular channel through Rudy Giuliani. Kevin Rincon reports on the first day of testimony.
Lawmakers questioned senior State Department official George Kent and Ambassador Bill Taylor for over 5 hours. Taylor says he was told directly military aid was being withheld in exchange for investigations.
During that phone call, Ambassador Sondland told me that President Trump had told him that he wants President Zelensky to state publicly that Ukraine will investigate Burisma and alleged Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election.
Republicans like Congressman Mike Turner argue this is all hearsay.
You testified in your prior testimony that you have not had any contact with the President of the United States. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Ms. Taylor, Mr. Kent, have you had any contact with the President of the United States?
I have not.
So not only no conversations with the President of the United States about Ukraine, you've not had any contact with the President of the United States, correct?
That's correct.
But that could be changing. Taylor says a staffer overheard President Trump asking Sondland about the investigations. That staffer is reportedly David Hale, who is now scheduled to testify in public next week. The next public witness will appear on Capitol Hill this Friday, Marie Yovanovitch, the ambassador who was ousted by the president. Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
Brooklyn's Roman Catholic bishop, who the Pope had asked to investigate the church's response to clergy sexual abuse, is now himself being accused of sexual abuse. Brooklyn Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio is being accused of molesting someone when DiMarzio was a priest in Jersey City back in the 70s. DiMarzio denies the allegation.
The NYPD is offering a $10,000 reward for help bringing to justice the killer of a 14-year-old boy. Amir Griffin was murdered by a stray bullet while he was shooting hoops on a basketball court at Baisley Parkhouses in South Jamaica. Happened shortly after 8 p.m. on October 26th. Griffin was called Buddy by his friends. Police have been unable to solve the case so far.
It happens every year. So-called porch pirates steal delivery packages left outside. Sophia Hall tells us it's been happening right now in Long Island.
It happened at street after street after street here in Babylon and West Babylon. Packages gone in seconds from front stoop. Suffolk County Police Lieutenant Paul Mamey tells me anyone can be a victim.
There are cases where we have had delivery people, whether it be the mail or UPS, have been followed. There'll be a string of stolen packages off of one route. If you see anybody go up and take a package off of a porch, by all means, definitely call 911. If you see a suspicious car and people know their neighborhoods, they can certainly report that as well.
Andy encourages all victims to report the crimes to police.
There are some steps people can take. Amazon, for instance, you can have it shipped to a locker where you go pick it up, a secure locker. If you have somebody, a neighbor who's home most of the time, you could perhaps have an arrangement where you have it delivered to the neighbor's house. Some people also have items delivered to work.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Oh, Craig Allen, it sounds like it's going to be another bitter cold night.
It is. It is already at 32 here in the city. And as I take a look at the map across the region, I see that temperatures are already down into the low and mid 20s for some of the northern and western suburbs. The wind is dying down, though. Most wind observations are showing north, northwest, 10, 15 miles per hour. That's better than gusting up to 20 and 30 like it was earlier today. Still, though, with temperatures like this, wind chills are already down in the low and mid 20s. And then for Thursday, sun giving way to clouds. Oh, by the way, the low tonight will actually be in the upper 20s in the city, mid-teens to low 20s for the suburbs. Tomorrow, the sun will give way to clouds. We should be able to at least get up to around or a little over 40. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, not quite as cold. 32 suburbs to about 38 in the city. And one mild day, briefly, up to around 50 on Friday before colder air returns for the weekend. Again, right now it's 32 with a wind chill of 25.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.